The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or positions of the Williams Media Group. Any content provided is of their opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Thanks for taking the time this Saturday to listen to News Talk 960, KGWA. It's time for Real Estate Today, the latest in local real estate news and insightful information each week on making your largest investment count. Real Estate Today, brought to you by Andrew Real Estate. Here's your host, Tom Andrew, and guest host, Chad Davis.
Hello and welcome to Real Estate Today. I am joined today by my lovely Mr. Chad N. Davis.
Yes, of course. This might be my record of how many...
Oh, I'm Tom Andrew. I guess I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows that. I think everybody knows I'm Chad, too.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
And I think I'm on the record amount of times I've hit without taking a time off.
Does that mean we're due?
Pretty much, yeah. We need to record early next week, by the way.
Okay.
But we can still hit next week even if we do that. So.
Well, cool.
And then my cruise got canceled. So, yeah, they canceled me. So.
You or the whole cruise?
The whole cruise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nothing personal?
No, I took it personally on the tail end of how it
I
went
can
down.
See that.
But let's just say I will not be ever going on with Royal Caribbean again.
That's, okay.
We'll end with that. I won't go into all the details other than I was a little upset with how they told me the lift and stay did not apply to my booking. And I tried to show them what the CEO said. I had quotes. I had a video of him saying it does, but they said they don't care.
Oh.
So I said I didn't care. So
everybody agrees that they don't care.
Yeah, I don't care anymore. So we've got our Cabo thing over there. We've got Cancun.
You don't need options.
We got options.
Lake Texoma,
Lake Texoma, yeah, we can hit there if we just need to. Just a little short hop skip over there. And I-35 is now, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, it is.
Man,
75.
If Sammy Hagar knew that the speed limit was going to go up, well, yeah, we'd go 82, but whatever. Sammy Hagar knew it wasn't going to go
speaking
from 55
of,
to...
Speaking of going the non-speed limit, I want to give a shout-out to Trooper Bird there. Highway Patrol Trooper.
Good old Bird.
I was doing something wrong, and he called me on it, and he still penalized me, but he was very nice, and I was worthy of the ticket I got, but he was very nice.
You might have been entitled to more of the ticket than
probably
he got,
most likely. Yes.
That's typical. For
They are serious about construction zones on 412 going to Lahoma.
Oh, yeah.
But he was very nice, and I learned a long time ago. There's no reason to be pissed. I mean, you were wrong. So, I mean, you get pissy with them, they can get pissy back with you.
I say it all the time is, when I do get caught, I'm sure I've done 50 other things that I could have been caught for.
Yeah,
so
no.
I'm past due.
And actually, I weirdly learned that in college or a little bit later. I was traveling with a fraternity brother of mine who was a notorious smart aleck. I mean, he hated authority, and he talked back all the time to different authority figures and different things all the time. And then we got pulled over, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a jerk to this police officer,
right,
the high patrolman, and he was as nice and polite and yes sir, thank you sir, okay, I understand. It was just like, wow. Get back in, he goes, I half the time I get them deferred if I do that and are nice to them. So
yeah,
it's like, oh, there's no reason to be mean to them. They can just make your life more miserable. So I mean, you being a jerk to them doesn't get you off. It just makes life more terrible.
Well, not just
for you.
That is literally, me and Randy often go and we're looking at an intersection. Okay, illegal turn, no blinker, no this, no that. Each one of those are traffic offenses.
Right.
They can write you a ticket for each one. No seatbelt. You just start going down the list. At any one point in time, you're breaking three laws that they can write you up for each of them, and possibly not get deferred. Stay on your record. Like I
so
said, the one that's on my records from 1996, okay?
He treated me fair. I was polite and contrite, and he was polite and fair. So I was. It was good.
All the troopers around here, Matthews.
It was a scarily bad experience, but yeah.
They're
it was scarily
bad.
Scarily good or scary. It could have been.
When you see those lights at first, it's always like,
wow, what did I do wrong? What do I?
No, normally I know what I did wrong. It's just like, oh, dang it, oh. Why me? And you start saying, oh, well, because I'm past due.
That's right.
Oh, but. I'll do a funny story for you.
Okay.
I know I'm wasting time. I apologize, but you'll enjoy this one. I'm driving south, heading down to the city, and I'm cutting through Banner Road.
Yes.
You know Banner Road?
I'm familiar with Banner Road.
And so I'm cooking pretty good. You know, I'm probably not doing 55 because the speed limit through there is apparently 55. I'm probably doing more like, you know, 70-something. And again, that one-time-only event. One-time-only event.
Your mother was sick in the hospital.
Yes, we'll go with that. And so I'm going. All of a sudden, sure enough, this deputy pops up, and that's Kingfisher County. And he pulls me over, and he goes, "You know how fast you're going?" I was like, "Yeah, pretty fast." And he goes, "I says, okay, so we know that." So I said, "Your driver's license." Give him a driver's license, insurance, you know, boom, boom. And he looks at my car, stops, looks back at me, and he goes, "Are you an accountant or an attorney?" And I look at him going, I don't know this guy. I was like, oh, did I make him upset? Did I do something, you know, earlier on? I go, attorney? And he goes, oh, okay. Because there's only two guys that wear ties in their driver's license, accountants and attorneys. And I was like going, you got me. I was like going, I did not know that. So, yeah, I wore my tie typically, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, so that was, and again.
Did that get you out of that one?
No.
Okay.
But it was 10, he wrote it for 10 and under.
Yeah.
So it didn't go on my record automatically. So it was one of those I immediately sent the cash in to make it be done. And, you know, again, in the office, that deputy was extremely nice.
Well, I guess I'll wait till the time. I have actually, you know, sporting stuff that I did my homework on. So, yeah, I was.
Okay.
You're going to be proud of me.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know yet. I need to. Maybe not. We need the rest of the story.
Maybe not. Well, I was actually going through Lahoma. That's how I met Trooper Berg. Because we have gotten a small little lake house out kind of in the country. Lake is a strong word. Pond house is what we're calling it. And it's very small. It's a shack out on a pond that for us to kind of go and to get away and to do that. So
yes.
we purchased a...
Get out of Enid.
Yes, and it's 20 miles away. So it's nothing, you know, I'll be back in Enid back and forth. That's right. Yes, exactly right.
Your own little spot
out
in the middle of wherever you're at.
Yes, that's right. And it's great. We love it. It needed a little bit of stuff, but it was a weird type of moving that I haven't quite ever experienced before because we're not moving everything. And we're not, you know, I'm still going to need toothbrushes and everything at my other house. I'm going to need clothes at both houses. You're going to need all of these things and houses. I really am using the word house pretty strong too. But but it was, we had one room that we are using as a living area now, or we're using as a living area at home, and that we wanted to make an office. And so we had a couch, we had a living room set, basically.
Yeah, some extra furniture.
So it was the perfect thing to be able to move that out. We did have to get a bed, and Eric Figarelli hooked me up there at
Gala Mattress.
That was great. And to get that, they delivered it even for us, so that was good.
Yeah.
And we had to buy a refrigerator, and so we were able to do that and get that. They delivered that out there for us, too. And so there's some of those weird types of moving that you need dishes. You need to have dishes. We don't want to buy.
It's almost like you're buying, you know, a new house. Like you've never
owned a house. Like you're starting over from scratch.
Yeah, you're almost like that. But at the same token, you're not wanting to buy high-dollar stuff.
No, because it's...
You know,
I mean, it's going to be lost in the lake probably at some point in time, regardless of what it is.
Exactly. So, eat off a frisbee pond. If you have to. Lake pond.
But lake pond. Pond lake. But so we had some old dishes that Jessica had gotten years ago that we were still using. So we just packed those up and moved the fancier dishes are now in the everyday cabin. So we get a little eat off of the fancier one. Certainly not China. We didn't do that. But but you saw the silverware, kind of the same thing. We had some old set of silverware, and we had some better stuff, so we just moved that into the better stuff. So it was really kind of a little bit of a different concept. And lots of it, you know, I had way too many T-shirts at home anyway because you kind of accumulate them. And
oh, yeah. That's so, the same thing. Is I got a whole section in the back of my closet that I'm like, I don't want to throw that away yet.
Yeah, well, they're not. They're still – And that's, we had lots of,
still
I mean, from
me.
Kitchen utensils to everything. We had lots of stuff that was still okay, but we just got new.
Yep.
Well, especially kitchen stuff because we had a connection there for a while.
Had a store.
Had lots of duplicates of a lot of that stuff that we were able to move and to do that. So we actually thinned things out and made things a lot better.
Yeah.
But so a lot of that type of, a different type of experience of getting things hooked up. Jessica stayed out there. The first night I stayed, but there wasn't a real bed, and so I told him I wasn't doing that again.
But speaking of that, it also took, you had to, when you set utilities up and everything,
right?
Yes, I
had to get the utilities done, and she lost electricity, like, right before the internet people were supposed to show up.
Of course.
And so they actually figured out a way, and she didn't even know where the breaker box was, and I'm there, and she's like, where's the breaker box? And I couldn't, you know, there was one room where most of that stuff was, and I said, well, it's either in that room, I thought it was in there,
laundry
but I'm not sure, so it was in the laundry room, and so she went in there and looked around, she couldn't find it, and so she went to all of the different places.
That means it's well hidden.
They were replacing the roof.
It doesn't stick out like a sore thumb.
At that point in time, And so the roofer guy was helping her try to find the electric breaker box on it. She finally found it in the first room I told her to go into, by the way.
Now's not the time to make a point.
But they got the power back on before the internet people showed up. So
passive aggressive.
It's just been a kind of a fun, different experience. I have always had said that I learned more about selling real estate from buying real estate than any other part of the process.
Right.
You're a little bit more intimate, especially when I was new starting out. There's just all of those things that you don't quite learn as well standing from the outside looking in of it. Whenever you are on the inside of it and it's you getting approved for the loan, it's you getting the
inspections done,
getting the down payment. You know,
money put together,
all of that kind of stuff.
You can establish where the money came from. If not, you can get a gift letter.
But there's just so many different aspects of that you don't necessarily know about. Makes it easier for me to empathize and to help and have suggestions whenever I'm actually in the middle of it.
Or when the title closing company keeps saying we're waiting on the lender to balance with us.
Sure. Yeah, and you get an email from your lender that 6 o'clock the night before you're supposed to close and say that, we might not be able to do it. Yeah, all of those fun experiences. Yes.
Exactly. It's stuff that we didn't ask for, but they're there, you know, hey.
But it all worked out. I mean, we certainly want to thank
Heritage Title.
Well, I was going to get
Stride Bank.
Yeah, well, I was Stride Bank, and Matt Simonek was my banker, so they certainly were good to me at Stride, and everything all worked well. And certainly Chad and Carrie and everybody at Heritage Title were a big help also.
Wow, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Especially Carrie. But, let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come right back with Real Estate Today.
Heritage Title, home of the closing fee guarantee. We are a locally and attorney-owned title closing company. We make sure to give you a sense of security and peace of mind during your real estate closing. Hi, this is Chad Davis, owner of Heritage Title. Our staff is committed to providing service and attention that exceeds expectation. Because we are attorney-owned, we wear many hats during your real estate transaction. This makes your entire closing simple and easy. Heritage Title, where we guarantee you'll be happy with your closing.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. Well, the NBA playoffs are going on, and
apparently
I'm a fairly well-known non-big NBA person.
I'll be honest with you. I'm right there with you right now, too.
My son is an avid fan. And so I get stuck watching a little bit of the games and doing a little bit of that stuff with him and talking about it.
We did get good news this year. You go first, but I'll give the good news later.
The Thunder didn't get the number one pick in the lottery.
No. We got sick. It could have been a lot better. Yeah, obviously, it could have been a lot better on that regard for the Thunder. But they still got 3 first-round picks. And they keep saying, they can package. They can do this. 3 of the top 18. And they keep saying, they can package. They can do this. I go, Sam Press is going to do his best for the team. And it may be 3 of the first-round picks that they've got. They've been working so hard to get what they've got right now. I was like, I don't think they're just going to turn around and package a bunch off.
The only thing that would have been the good part about getting number one or being able to get the kid from OSU, I think the marketing aspect of it, I mean, he would be such a huge big thing.
Yeah, yeah. And again, maybe they try to make a run at it or something. And the question is always this, is you obviously have to be honest with yourself about how deep the draft is.
Right.
You know, if they've got 6 picks in the first 2 rounds, but this draft isn't very deep, and they can just put it off till next year, bundle up a couple, try to get your 1 or 2 guys that you want this year, still bundle up and kind of put it off for next year, hope next year is a deeper draft. I don't know how deep the draft is. I don't pay near enough attention. I just know that the 2 super teams aren't there. Yay! I'm anti-super team. So, no Lakers, no Brooklyn. There are the Clippers still, but I actually like, that team not so bad because what's his name on the way out did it very nicely, and that's why the Thunder have all their picks. Paul George. Yeah, he did it nicely on the way out and allowed Thunder to do their thing, and it allowed them to get all these picks because of it.
Something for him.
Yeah, huge amount for him. And Kawhi Leonard, like I said, I don't mind them. But then also the Atlanta Hawks have Trae Young.
That's what the other one I was going to talk about. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, he keeps scoring 40-some plus games.
48.
48, yeah.
48. 48.
Yeah, he's
– I didn't watch it, but you can kind of read.
He's not bad. Yeah.
He's got deep range.
What I wanted to talk about, the thing that I thought was funny about the game Wednesday night was that they came down to a buzzer beater. The Hawks won by 3.
Right.
And Chris Middleton was – they had him shoot the game-winning shot.
Yeah.
The, or the game-tying shot to the buzzer, put up a three at the time. He, at that point in time, he was 5 for 22 and 0 of 8 from the three-point line.
Hey. Hey. That's NBA. He's due. That's what that means.
He's the one that launches up their game-winning shot or game-tying shot.
And sometimes it's whoever you get the ball into.
Yeah.
You know,
I think he probably would have been uncovered at that point in time if you had to pick somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 0 for 8. That sounds good.
You're shooting. You let me. Oh, 0 for 8. Okay.
Feel free. Okay.
Have at it. We'll take our chances.
He is less than 20% for the game right now from the field. So I think we're going to let him.
I'm due. My baseball coach, David Risen, used to always say that to me. You know, when I was in a hitting slump batting 220 or 240. Just means you're due. You should be up around 340. It all levels out.
But I thought that was my sports moment, NBA sports moment.
Yeah,
that was,
all right.
That's how they make those decisions.
So the draft should be in a couple weeks on the NBA. I don't even know when it is.
They just did the draft the other day. Did the lottery.
The lottery. Yeah. So, but it's always after the finals anyway.
Okay.
But you bought a house.
Did, yes. And as far as moving and be able to get all that stuff together, we went ahead and rented a U-Haul. I mean, I've moved several times in Enid, and we always just do the pickup truck and, you know, two pickup trucks and your kids and
maybe
you move it.
Trailer, yeah.
Maybe a trailer, but we actually rented the U-Haul, and oh my gosh, it was so much better.
Made it easy. You can walk up and in and out.
Well, and the reason we got the U-Haul because it was so, not that we had that much stuff. We actually got way too big of one, but because we had so far to go, we didn't want to have to take multiple trips with a pickup truck. Would just kill you on gas and just the effort of doing it time.
And the good thing, now hold on. Bird didn't pull you over in the U-Haul.
No, he didn't. No.
I don't think those things can even get up to whatever speed.
He was cruising. He was doing okay.
But again, the things with the U-Haul, you know, you're making it in one trip, so you can take your time. You don't need to speed or hurry too bad, you know, as long as it's not a million miles away.
Right.
And then go. So, but again, you rented that and loaded
rented
stuff
that
up.
It made it easy. Got my son to help us, and we got it all moved in there. See, it's not really very big. There really wasn't a whole lot of stuff to bring, but we just wanted to make sure that we got it all in one trip.
But we should. There was an issue with the closing with the funding with the lender on yours. And again,
yes,
we love Stride Bank. This isn't anything. This is typical, though, that happens with closing properties. And as a closing company, we see this all the time where, we don't have this. Yeah, they did. They just,
which,
you know, there's
it was
other
a,
issues.
What I really kind of like about it, being, you know what I'm talking about, the things that you learn buying your own house. Jessica, this is really the first one that she was so involved with as the realtor, knowing that side of it and knowing the buyer side and dealing with. And she was freaking out there whenever we got that email. I said, "It's all right. Yeah, we'll figure it out." You know, our side,
you got Chad on it.
It wasn't as big of a deal for us because
everything works out for
you,
Chad.
We weren't moving. I mean, we still had a place to live. But the poor people that we were buying, the house that we were buying or selling it, they were moving into their new home too, and they had to be out of this one and then in the other one, and it was
so they needed a U-Haul to get everything back.
Sure, it was stressful for them. It would have it would have been an inconvenience. We might have been out a reservation fee on the U-Haul. It wouldn't have been. The world would not have ended
a week
It'd
later.
Have been fine.
Moving
yeah.
a week later.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered really, but.
But again, these things happen. Both sides have to be affected by it. We try. And as the closing company, I'm just saying, you know, don't kill the messenger, you know, and we're doing what we can to fix it, whatever it might be. And again, it's tell people, don't get worried. We're going to get it worked out.
I was messaged you and after I got, because it was 7 o'clock or so when I saw the email. So it was later in the evening.
This on a Friday too,
by the
way.
It was on Friday, yeah.
And at 5:15, 5:30 is when I get Carrie coming in saying, Jed, do you know anything about this? And I was like, can we get this done by Monday? I go, the courthouse is closed. I was like, there's nothing I can get done by Monday, you know, kind of thing, other than, you know, sit and wait. But again, you know, everybody starts making messages, calling people.
Yeah, and that's where Matt was so helpful. And he was actually reassuring at that point in time, too. And I needed it. I didn't know from my side that it would be okay, but I wasn't as stressed about it. Jessica was beside herself upset, and so I needed some reassurances from her for her so that I could and that's where the Stride was good and you were good saying that
Dayla,
you know, I'm not sure
Dayla
exactly Dayla was wonderful Stride. Too they were all very helpful and we got it all figured out and done and that next morning there was no hitch or anything. I mean, it all closed on time without any problems, but that's a big part of what our job is. And there is a lot of times where you don't get it put together that next day.
And again, that's why you need a realtor in a lot of aspects. I can't tell you how many times I've been phone called and said, well, we're going to do this without a realtor. And I was like, okay, then it's on you. And then they start calling us on a couple of things and go, that's why you hire a realtor. That's what their job is to, you know, take care of these issues, inspections, setting up these, getting you in contact with the right two people, you know what I mean, to get something done.
And where we have seen, and where my father used to always say, the biggest deal is it isn't necessarily that you couldn't maybe do it on your own, but it's good having that buffer between the buyer and the seller.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of animosity that happens in that area.
Yes.
And okay, yes, can not always, absolutely not always. Ours was not; it was great, but I am become that person to get mad at, and it's easier to get mad at me.
Well, it's sort of like your mother selling their house. I know they didn't want to sell.
They
their
did
house.
Not want to sell their house.
You posted on Facebook, so I know I can talk about.
Yes, my mother did not want to sell.
But
house.
Again, as a realtor, you can act as that buffer.
Yeah, well,
you know, because again, there's a little animosity. You really didn't want to sell the family house, and a little upset on that. My parents are selling the family farm. And so, again, you end up being that buffer to make sure they stay calm, cool, calm, collected, and we can get from point A to point B. And it works. I mean, that's why realtors are so good and so needed.
Why, thank you. I think we are, too. There's lots of times that the deals wouldn't have gotten done if we hadn't known exactly what to do on that next step and how to overcome this problem and what's the next problem, how to overcome that problem.
To renegotiate something because something popped up, you know, how to come back and approach
that. What do we do now? Well, we don't. And what it's hard to get Jessica to do and to other people the newer people, is that you don't look for the problems necessarily. I mean, you handle the problems when they come and you take care of them, but you can't plan for every problem ahead of time. And what am I going to do if this happens? It hasn't. So let's worry about what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And when it does, we'll handle it. It was like Carrie at Heritage Title there. She goes, we don't have problems here at Heritage Title. We have solutions.
Oh, there you go.
That's all we've got. We don't have problems. We have solutions. We don't have problems. So, but it's about time to take our second quick break, Tom. So we'll be right back with Real Estate Today.
There you go.
Whatever your real estate needs, Andrew Real Estate is the place to go. Andrew Real Estate specializes in residential, commercial, and property management. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, renter, or in need of someone to manage your rental property, Andrew Real Estate is there for you. Call Tom today and let him help you with your real estate needs. 580-234-1233. Andrew Real Estate, 580-234-1233.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I do have an open house. Actually, I don't have an open house. Jessica, and we have a new realtor in our office, so I tried to get her to come on. Her name is Bree.
We're going to get her next week, though,
right? We are going to get her next week. Right. And she's going to be in to talk to everybody. Bree Marino. And she's going to be had an open house with Jessica on Forest
Street. Maybe I need to make a visit to that.
I think you need to come out and see the house. The house is really, actually, it's got a Chad yard.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the house that you want necessarily, but it has a Chad yard to it. And Forest
Street.
I like
big yard, big backyard.
I think a little bit of the problem that we've had is the where Forest Street is. We're not getting quite the people to look at it because they don't know where Forest is.
Isn't that in Brookside?
No, it's not. And that's where people are probably thinking it's not.
See,
it is. That is the
boat.
Thing that we are getting. It is Forest Street. If you go on Chestnut, go west of Cleveland.
Oh, wow. It's near my house.
You have. No, it's not that near your house.
Well, well you said Cleveland and Chestnut. Yeah. So you're not. You can't be that far away from my house.
The new Walmart, the neighborhood Walmart right there on your right. There's some big, big monster homes in there.
Yeah. To the left.
The
south side of the road.
Yeah. There are big houses in there. Take your very first left, which is Coolidge.
Oh, yeah. Definitely no Coolidge.
Coolidge. That next street is Forest. And it goes back east at that point in time.
Yeah.
And they're nice homes. It's 2,500 square, 23 something.
It's like
something
close to
Nielsen
edition, too,
I think it's 250,000. I didn't bring the actual paperwork on there. It has, but one of the cool parts about it that you'll like is it actually includes the lot behind it.
Ah.
And it's not a 25-foot, it's a big lot. So it is hugely deep. Huge, real deep. Three bedrooms, two baths, two living areas. Has some updates on it.
How far away do you think this is from my house? I don't live that far away.
2 miles?
Yeah, a mile and a half, if that.
Look, it's Enid. That's a long
I said,
way.
If that? My God. Yeah. We are spoiled here. Jeez Louise.
Go out and see Jessica and Bree. They will be
there.
Live
in the city for a minute.
2 to 4 on Sunday, so go check that house out. Check them out. Say hi to them. Tell them we said hello.
We got two other quick things. We're running out of time here. Outlaws are playing this Sunday. I think their season's about done for
regular season.
Do they play this Sunday?
I think they qualified.
I hope they play this weekend. I thought they did. Yes. Oh, well. They do? Oh, there it is. Yep, on Sunday. Yep, and tickets are super cheap. They're like 10 bucks, man. Go watch them. And also, Brian's Buy of the Week.
Is Wasspring.
It's Wasspring, yes. But also the Cinderella candles to those tiki torches to spray stuff, even a grill out there. And water. Oh, and American Fireworks. Oh, yes, my buddy Randy out there on Imo Road in 412 out there. There's a fireworks shortage this year, so if your place doesn't have fireworks, go see Randy. He has bought and bought.
In the big building, air conditioned, TVs.
Big red building that's air conditioned with tons of TVs.
And bathrooms.
Oh, yes, and bathrooms that are air conditioned, you know. Yeah. It's a great place to go,
go
out there.
Check that out.
Imo Road in 412. Go see my buddy.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us this week, and join us each week with Real Estate Today.
You've been listening to Real Estate Today with host Tom Andrew. If you have any questions you need answered, give Tom a call at Andrew Real Estate. Join us each and every Saturday for Real Estate Today, exclusively on News Talk 960, KGWA.